The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios.
Hi, this is Mia Mohsin-Zia, also known as Mia No Time for Love. Check out my latest book, Missing, available in print and ebook formats on Amazon.
It's now time for The Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and sponsored by international award-winning author Mia Mohsin-Zia of Missing. The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on over 40 podcast platforms, as well as HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. We can be heard in over 100 countries, featuring over 1,000 well-known and amazing guests throughout the globe, and named one of the top 100 global podcasts in the New York Weekly Times, Hollywood Entertainment News, Los Angeles Weekly Times, Apple, and Chartable. So sit back and relax and enjoy another great episode of the award-winning Mike Wagner Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Looking at a professional website without breaking budget, Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960, or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout-out to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Mohsin-Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Mohsin-Zia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those you love will be the first to go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Mohsin-Zia has garnered great reviews in Eve 11 and George by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forbes, Riley, and many others. So grab your copy today. Virgo's Missing by Mia Mohsin-Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com or 40 podcast platforms heard in over 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also, Anchor FM, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Audible, Apple Music. Also heard on HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, Oldies Radio, and a few networks coming soon. Take The Mike Wagner Show with you on any mobile device. Subscribe to The Mike Wagner Show on the YouTube channel. Follow The Mike Wagner Show on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok today. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com and check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, popsockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies, baseball gear makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com and check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/Mia Mohsin-Zia for great books like Missing, Once, and Wrinkles. Also t-shirts, popsockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/Mia Mohsin-Zia. Check it out today. I'll support The Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, themikewagnershow.com. Make sure you give generously today. We're here with a terrific lady who entered the world of shamanism as a teenager and became interested in tarot and astrology. She moved to Dubai to study various religions and later came back to tutor for 15 plus years by spiritual editor Josephine Crochu of the Pekani Nation. And she has a new book, which features a young single mom named Deidre, who receives a mysterious message on how people can live a remarkable new social order without using money, to taken from ancient shaman teachings. And she also graduated from the Four Wind Society Healing the Light Body School, and also a special advanced soul retrieval, and formed the Kamapli School of Shamanism with Mar Harwood. And she was director instructor for over 30 years, and talk about the 22 shamanistic archetypes and what are the present people's lives. And she has a new book called Currency. We'll talk about that. Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Plus Studios, somewhere in southern Alberta, up in God's country. She's the author of the book Currency, and also a director for over 30 years at the Kamapi School of Shamanism. Ladies and gentlemen, the multi-talented Shannon Lynn Harwood. Shannon, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi there. Nice to be here.
Well, it's great to have you on board, Shannon. So you entered the world of shamanism as a teenager and you became interested in tarot and astrology. You moved to Dubai to study various religions, and also you tutored for 15 years by spiritual elder Josephine Crochu of the Pekani Nation, and you also graduated from the Four Wind Society Healing the Light Body School. He specialized in advanced soul retrieval, and he also formed the Kamapi School of Shamanism with Marv Harwood. and you're a director and instructor for over 30 years. You also wrote a book called It Depends on Who's Looking. And you have a new book called Currency, which features a young single named Deidre who receives a mysterious message and is about how people can live a remarkable world without money. Before getting to all that, Shannon, tell us how you first got started.
Well, when you say I entered shamanism as a teenager, not quite. As a teenager, I was really interested in tarot and astrology. Yes, astrology came first. You know, kids in school reading one another's natal charts and all of that. And I found I was pretty good at it. And the kids all would come with their birth dates and say, here, tell me about myself. And pretty soon it was the teachers saying, would you read my chart? and then from there, a little bit older, I found the world of tarot. And tarot, from my point of view, was like taking astrology to a whole new level. And I began to recognize that the energies behind both of the methodologies were so similar. And then later on in life, when I started to study mythology, I really realized that whether you're talking astrology or tarot or mythology or numerology or any of the ologies, they all have the same basic energetic core behind them. And for the most part, they all equate, at least in our world here on planet Earth, I suppose, to 22 main archetypal energies. In astrology, that would be, you know, the 10 planets plus sun and moon, and plus the 12 constellations. And then over in tarot, it's the major arcana. So yeah, we're talking about all the same energetics. So that's really how it all began. And then years later, I really was enthralled with shamanism, thanks to Joe and Josephine Crochu of the Kami Nation, right?
Mm-hmm. And what precisely was that one moment that simply influenced you into getting involved with tarot and shamanism? So what was that one moment that said, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my career?
Oh, I suppose the moment when I realized, and actually I didn't even realize it then, but when it all really began was when Marv and I, my hubby and I, we wanted to get married, and we wanted something very spiritual. And we wanted not to have it in a church per se. So he was very involved with the native people here in Southern Alberta. He was born and raised right next door to the Piikani Nation. He knew the spiritual elders. He went to school with their kids. He, you know, after school, go have cookies and milk over at the Crochu's house. So he knew them. So when he suggested to me, what do you think about a traditional Blackfoot wedding? Well, you can't get more spiritual than that. So I was all in. Mm. And the old people who married us eventually, when we asked them, would they marry us? You know, at first, rightfully so, they were, you know, they were leery, a little suspicious, were, you know, what was our real motive? And they wanted to make sure that they weren't going to be used and abused. And so they spent some time before they just jumped right in with both feet and said, sure, we'll marry you. Instead, they said, we will marry you, but you have to understand what the energetics behind the marriage ceremony is about. So you've got to learn, you know, our traditional ways. You've got to learn the ceremony. You've got to learn the rituals. You have to learn all of it. And then after you've learned all of that, and we've married you, our expectation is that you will take it out into the world. The phrase that they used was called bridging the gap. They spent their lives doing that. They were incredible people, so incredible people. They were well recognized not only in their own, you know, band and nation, but across Canada. In fact, they received the Order of Canada, which I think in your world, it's called the Medal of Honor. So it's the highest award that a Canadian can get.
That's rather interesting. What's the difference between the traditional Blackfoot wedding and the more conventional wedding?
In the traditional Blackfoot wedding, for example, there's so many parallels, so many similarities. A couple of them would be that in the Western society, like in a church, you would be married on the Bible. And in a traditional Blackfoot ceremony, you're married on the pipe. which is their Bible. And it has so much symbology behind it. For example, the stem of the pipe is long and straight, meaning your words need to be long and straight as you are stepping into this ceremony. The bowl of the pipe holds the tobacco. It holds the prayers for God. The tobacco itself releases the smoke to the Creator so that He may look down and bless this union. So many similarities, but just performed in a different way. I've found over the years teaching shamanism that the differences between most of us on this planet, and whether we're talking ethnicities or religions or even just cultural differences, it all really comes down to a whole bunch of semantics, and that's it.
That's interesting. You know, speaking about cultural differences, semantics, and everything else, you went to Dubai and just tell you various religions and tell us about your trip to Dubai and what you studied and what actually inspired you to go to Dubai.
In Dubai, actually, I really didn't go there to study what I ended up studying. I was working for an oil company there, Sedco International, and I found I was young. I was lots more energetic than I am at this age. I found that I had a lot of time on my hands, and so I started to really dive into the various religions in Dubai. And Dubai is like a melting pot of nations. It's like there's people from India and Pakistan and Arabia and it's a melting pot of religions. There's obviously Islam and there's the Eastern religions and there's Judaism and there's Christian, and it's like this huge melting pot. So I was just, the temptation was overwhelming. So I wanted to learn all of them. So I went, from place to place, from the temple to the synagogue, to the churches, to the mosques, and just learned about them. And then I went to work for a small newspaper there, writing magazine articles. And this was, way back in the early 70s. And so it was not what it is today, for sure. Dubai was the size of Lethbridge at the time, like 40,000 people. So now it's like millions, but yeah.
I was just going to say that you're writing articles and everything else, and how the riches as well too. You go from Dubai, you also continue journey as well too. You also graduate from the Four Winds Society, Healing the Light Body School, specialized in advanced soul retrieval, and you also formed the Kemapala School of Shamanism with your husband Marv, and you've been director and instructor for over 30 years. And tell us about your experience and also your journey and being at the school.
At the school. Okay. Well, the school was an outgrowth, I suppose, of our work with the old people, the Koshis from the Bikani Nation. Their task for us was to go and bridge the gap. And that the school, did that for us. It let us invite people in so that they may. Initially, it was the animistic shamanism, the shamanism of the Plains Native that we focused on. And then years later, when we began to realize that shamanism was shamanism was shamanism all over the world, and it is all over the world, it's on every continent, and it, for the most part, the core values, the core understandings, the principles of shamanism from country to country do not change. The rituals change a little, the ceremony might change a little, but the understanding behind it is the same. So we wanted to expand a bit, and after the passing of the old people, we thought we would take another branch. We call them branches. They're just another type of shamanism, and really get to know it well. So we began working in Peru and studying what we labeled very loosely as energetic shamanism, and then comparing it back to the animistic shamanism, the one that we learned from the old people, to see if we could identify those differences and how dramatic they would be, and if they really made a difference at all in people's lives, or if it, again, one more time, was just semantics. And it is. It's just semantics. They're the same. And practice it a little different. For example, in the animistic, if you wanted to work around a problem in your life with, say, fear, you would probably embody the bear. So you would choose one of the animistic entities, archetypes, if you were, from the plains natives. And bear is the one that faces fear, you know. If you were in Peru and you wanted to look at fear in your life and deal with it differently, you would engage the energetics of Otorongo, the jaguar. And engaging that type of energy, it's way more energetic than it is in the plains native. It's very literal there. You really walk with bear. You embody bear. Whereas in South America, you put your head and your heart around the energetic of jaguar rather than jaguar herself.
That's rather interesting as well, too. And we'll talk about the 22 shamanic archetypes as well, too. What's present in people's lives and just women, along with the book Currency. But first, listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Looking at a professional website without breaking your budget? Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs at below the competition rate. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout out to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. It takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target. Where truth is an illusion, and those you love will be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson-Zia has garnered great reviews, and even loving and joys by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forbes, Riley, and Manils. So grab your copy today for Goes Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com on over 40 podcast platforms heard in over 100 countries. Also on HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, Oldies Radio, a few networks coming soon. Take us with you on any mobile device. Subscribe to The Mike Wagner Show on the YouTube channel. Follow The Mike Wagner Show on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok today. For great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com and check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MiaMolson-Zia for great books, merchandise, and more. Also, support us on Anchor FM, Mike Wagner Show, and PayPal, and support us generously today. We're here with the author and also director and instructor for over 30 years, Shannon Lynn Harwood, here on the Mike Wagner Show with the book Currency. And before we talk about the book Currency, along with your previous, it depends on who's looking. You know, we covered a little bit about the shamanistic archetypes as well. There's 22 of them, and what are present in most people's lives. And tell us about some of the 22 that's involved. You can do all that's great, but if you want to do a few or several, it's up to you.
Sure. Okay. To say that there's 22 shamanic archetypes, I'm sure there are way more than I even know about and that any of us know about. And to say they're shamanic, yes, they are from at least one of the modalities, but they're not consistent from modality to modality. For example, in Peru, I mentioned Otorongo, the jaguar. You know, they've got the serpent. They've got the condor. They've got the hummingbird. And they're all archetypes that they work with there in Peru. In the plains native, they've got the ones around the edge of the medicine wheel, the elk and the eagle and the deer and the bear and the raven and the coyote and more, all of them, and they work with those archetypes. The 22, when I first wrote It Depends on Who's Looking, the archetype project, they are the 22 that I focused in on because they are so profound in our lives. And when we really notice how profound they are in our lives is when we're out of relationship with them, when things start not working so well. And if you look really close at what's not working, you can pretty easily identify which one of the 22 you ought to look at renegotiating your relationship with that particular archetype with. But in essence, the 22 of them, if you look at the major arcana in the tarot, there they are. I chose names from mythology to hang on each of the 22. And the reason I wanted to move to mythology and outside of the container of numerology or astrology or tarot was that when you look really close at, say, all of the attributes, the adjectives that are hung on each of these archetypes. The vessel that holds the mythology archetypes is much bigger than either tarot or astrology or numerology or all of them. So I opted to go in that direction. And I also felt that it suggested what I wanted to suggest, that the archetypes are much bigger than even just ancient Roman mythology or ancient Greek or ancient Egyptian. They're all over the world. So for all of them, for 12 of them, I went around the world and I chose different gods, goddesses from Oceania, from the Celtic, from Africa, from Tibet, so I wanted it to be really quite global. So yeah, those are the 22.
Mm-hmm. And what are particular gods from all the parts of the globe that you chose? What are the particular ones?
Okay, for the 10, we'll call them the easy ones to recognize, the planets, right? They all come from Greek mythology. The other 12, I went around the world. So, you know, the 10 from the, or pardon me, I just made a mistake.
You got the 10 planets, and then you got the 12 gods and goddesses and icons. So we cover the planets, and then the 12, what particular gods and goddesses are you referring to and name some?
Oh, sure. Okay. So we've got the Ishtar, and she's the Babylonian goddess of nature and fertility. And we've got Pilonidas, and he's the Slavic god of wealth. And we've got Utu, and he's the Mesopotamian god of justice. And we've got Washgar, and he is the Incan god of the underworld. And we've got, Saradwin, and she's the Celtic god of art, music, and poetry. And we've got Bu, and he's the Oceanic god of teaching and wisdom, etc.
That's really interesting, too. And you also say that what's present in people's lives, and what are some of the archetypes and also the gods that are in most people? What's the most common, and what's like, you know, what's the rarest that you ever heard of?
Okay, so I think that's really good question, because every one of us have all of them. And what makes me different from you and you from the, you know, whoever else, from all, what makes us, gives us that uniqueness in life, is my relationship with each one of them is particularly mine, specifically mine. And I might be out of relationship with Ra, the Egyptian sun god. And you might have a great relationship with Ra, the Egyptian
sun god. Like a cheerleader.
So, yeah. So, you know, when it comes to self-confidence and presenting yourself in the world and ambition and drive and ego and determination and all of that, if you have a great relationship with Ra, you are out there. You are up front and you're saying, here I am. If my relationship was wonky, right, I would have to struggle for self-confidence. I'd want to, you know, not be the center of attention in a party. I'd probably not have a lot of determination, because in the back of my brain, I'd have this limiting belief saying, well, you can't do it anyway. So you see how we all then, because we've got all of them within us, and our relationship is so uniquely ours, it's what makes us all so human and so unique and so different. It's like no two fingerprints are alike, so none of us have exactly the same relationship with all the archetypes.
That's very true as well, too. And this is a says from the book, It Depends on Who's Looking.
Right. The Archetype Project, yes.
Okay, and where can we find the book, It Depends on Who's Looking At?
I believe that it's still up on Amazon. Yeah, I think Amazon's still got some copies up there. Yes.
Okay.
It's from the early 2000s. I wrote that a long time ago. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then you also have your new book, Currency, that's coming out as well, too. We'll talk about it in just 1 minute. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Also brought to you by our official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson's The Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We'll be back with the author of Currency, Shannon Lynn Harwood, after this time.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention the Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's just, it's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia, he is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing, available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, hey, this is Ray Powers, and boy, are you in luck. Right place, right time. Tuned in to the Mike Wagner Show. You heard me.
We're back with the author of Currency, and also It Depends on Who's Looking, Shenlyn Harwood, here on the Mike Wagner Show. And your new book talks about a young single mom named Deidre who receives a mysterious message on how people can live in a remarkable new society without using money, taken from the ancient shaman teachings as well, too. And this kind of bridges to what we're doing, what we're talking about. And tell us more about the book. What inspired you to write Currency?
I would say that the inspiration for Currency was, yes, I suppose, my shamanic background. Although you never hear about shamanism or archetypes or anything, it's a novel. It's a fiction novel. And the reason that Currency came to life is that I believe it's about time in this world that we took a look at our lives and at the lives of those around us and realized we could do it much better. We could solve a lot of our problems actually quite simply if we looked at how we value things. And that's what Currency is about. It's about a young single mom where this new concept comes into the world in her little hometown and in the state and in other states and around the world. Everyone gets this mysterious social media message and they start to put all of these messages together. And they realize that all of these messages compile a book. And in this book is a new, exciting social order that if we were to implement into our lives, it would, you know, on the surface of things, it would eliminate money, power, and hierarchy. But what it would do in addition, or what it would do instead of that, is that we would then take a look at our time on this planet and how we want to spend our time and how we want our time to reward us. And so, for example, one of the things that we need in this world is we still need all of our basic needs met. So all six basic needs are met with a concept that each of us take part of our time and do nothing more than meet basic needs. So if I wanted to work in the healthcare system, let's say for 4 hours of my day, I work as a nurse, doctor, paramedic, whatever. If you wanted to work in education, you would take 4 hours of your day and you'd be, you know, a teacher, a football coach or whatever. And all of us would pick one of the six basic needs and we would invest time in it so that by the time each of us does that, everyone's basic needs are met. And now we have all this extra time after that that we could invest in ourselves, in our leisure, because our basic needs are met. So now it's time to take that money and make sure that our kids have a day at the zoo or have a holiday to wherever. And so what it does is it creates a better balance in our lives, so that it's not all about work, 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 work. And even after we put in all those hours of work, we still, many of us can't even think about sending our kids to university because, you know, that's tens of thousands of dollars that a lot of people just can't do. So our opportunities for ourselves and our kids right now in this world are very limited. And I'm not sure exactly where you live, but right now with the inflation rate, the way it's going, I know a lot of young families who are struggling just to survive.
Mm-hmm. That's been happening all over the world pretty much as well, too, you know, not just Canada, U.S., or it's almost just about everywhere as well. And you talk about 4 hours of your profession, like if you're a nurse or if you're a firefighter teaching all that. Why 4 hours?
Well, because it's about balance. You know, most of us put in an 8-hour workday. So if we said, let's take 4 of it and put it into the 6 basic needs of mankind, that would still leave us 4 to devote to leisure, pleasure, fulfillment in life. And so it's all about balance.
Okay. And also, too, you talk about, you know, how a new social order without using money. What are some of the ideas and concepts in there where you don't need money? And how would that work from your perspective of, you know, without using money, and how would that operate?
Okay, so actually the money is gone in the book. By the time you're halfway through the book, you know, they have voted in. It takes 5 years to implement it. It doesn't happen overnight, and it wouldn't happen overnight for you and I, even if we decided to do it today. It would take a long time because all of the social structures that are in place that we need in this world would need to be maintained. And so there would have to be commissions of people like you and I, because hierarchy is gone. In the world, in the book, we would, you know, some of us would say, well, I want to make things happen in the background. I want to be on one of these commissions that says how the food industry is going to work, how the clothing industry is going to work. So, and you've got all these people who have devoted 4 hours of their time to your little industry. So now the commission, their job is to make it work, to make all of those hours from people, you know, produce what's needed and then distribute what's needed in a very fair, equitable manner. So there's our basic needs all met. So now when it comes to the other time, imagine, I don't know, think about a credit card, right? And we go ching, ching, we put in 4 hours, you pick your career. Doesn't have to be the same career that you're doing with your social, but you pick your career. This is how I want to make a difference in the world. This is the career I choose. And you work 4 hours, you put your little credit card in. You have 4 hours worth of time now, not money, but time. And that time can buy you, oh, I don't know, entertainment. It can buy you leisure, like a holiday. It could buy you the fancy stuff that the needs, you know, our basic needs, not going to buy for people who are really into diamonds, for example. Our basic needs people are not going to have, you know, worry about diamonds for all of us. They're just worried about food and clothing and shelter and healthcare and safety and education, right? So all those goodies are going to have to come off your little credit card here, this little time card where you just made 4 hours today, and you can spend that 4 hours the way you want to spend it in time.
Now, do you get bonus points off of that, just like the typical credit card you see in the ads? Do you get that? I'm kidding. Or freaking flyer miles?
Yeah, no, no, because if we managed to do that, where people could somehow increase their time artificially, we're right back where we are right now.
That's rather interesting. And where can we find the book Currency at?
It for sure is up on Amazon.ca, Amazon.com. It's on the website, currencythebook.com. I'm trying to keep the cost as low as I can for people. So Amazon, they get to set their own price. So I think it's kind of expensive over there. So I've got it marked down on the website because I want more people to be able to read it. So
That's rather interesting. We will certainly do that. We're here with our author, Shannon Linda Harwood of Currency, here on the Mike Widener Show. And just a few more things, Shannon, as well, too. And what else can we expect in 2022 and beyond?
Right now the focus is to promote currency. So Marv and I are we're looking forward to going to little small towns here and there and doing little readings of the book and signing copies and hoping to get it out there as best we can. We're also taking part of our shamanic school, and we want to, for up until now, for the last however long we've been teaching, I don't know, 35 years, we have been the instructors, but we're getting up there, we're getting older, and now we want to take it and make some of the students, give them the tools that they would need to start instructing on our behalf.
That's rather interesting, and looking forward to that. And who do you consider biggest influence in your career?
In my career?
Yes.
I suppose I'm going to have to go back to the old people, Joe and Josephine Crochu of the Piikani Nation.
Okay. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
I would say with the fear and the disillusionment and the discouragement that I'm seeing out there in the world, I would encourage people to hold on to hope and faith and to be as optimistic as they possibly can be and to think about ways to do things that will make the world a better place. I think if we all, I understand the challenge there because there's only so much time and I know a lot of people are just struggling just to get by and that's where all of their energy is going. But if they've got even a particum of energy left at the end of the day to think outside the box and what could they do in their own little world to make the world a better place.
Okay. We're certainly looking forward to that. Once again, we're with author Shannon Harwood of Currency here on the Mike Wagner Show. Shannon, very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Learned a lot. Looking forward to having you again soon. Make sure you keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love to have you back. And once again, tell us about your upcoming projects, what's your website, how do people contact, where can people purchase or check out your books?
Sure, you bet. The website for the book itself is Currency the Book, all one word, currencythebook.com. I know it's on amazon.com, amazon.ca. For our shamanic school, you could go look up our website, Kimapi, which is K-I-M-M-A-P-I-I. That's K-I-Mary-Mary-A-Peter-I-I.com. I think that's the best way to get in touch with us. And I know on there's a sister site that's got all of our contact information on there. So feel free to drop us a line, send us an email, give us a call. Thanks.
We will certainly do. So once again, Shannon, very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you soon. Make sure you keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love having you back. We wish you all the best and you've got a great future ahead.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention the Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey, everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia. He is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing, available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Mike Wagner Show. Brought to you by international award-winning author Mia Moshenzea of Missing and powered by Sonic Web Studios. Be sure to join us again on over 40 podcast platforms. And of course, on the MikeWagnerShow.com, HamiltonRadio.net, and Diamonds FM. Don't forget to support our program with a generous donation at the MikeWagnerShow.com. Thanks for listening.